To the U.S. now, a group of Orthodox Jews have taken to the streets of New York to protest what they say is the brutalization of their supporters in Israel. They accuse the Israeli government of attacking anti-Zionists. RT's Marina Portnoy was at the protest.
They call themselves the True Torah Jews, a group dedicated to condemning the ideology and legitimacy of Israel. Crammed behind barricades in Midtown Manhattan, hundreds demonstrated across the street from the Israeli embassy.
The most harmful place for Jews are in Israel.
The uniform group accuses officials in Israel and Jerusalem of oppressing Torah Jews and recently unleashing brutal attacks on the anti-Zionists living there.
Religious Jews are suffering from brutalizing from the police department a long time. That never happened.
In this case, those belonging to the same religion couldn't be more divided on their belief. Israeli supporters, clearly outnumbered by demonstrators, accuse the all-male group of waging a propaganda war.
Facade. But these people are inherently anti-Israel.
Once and for all, stop doing what you're doing. You need to support the state of Israel and not go against it.
If they want to protest against something, they should come to Israel, not stand here and yell.
The Torah Jews say they oppose Zionist sovereignty over Jerusalem and the entire Holy Land. Instead, they say the creation of Israel completely conflicts with the traditional teachings of Judaism.
Jews are not to be the government. The government should be anybody. Not Jewish people are not allowed to have a government for the Messiah.
Israeli police! Nazis!
This group just happens to be proclaiming their position from New York City, a metropolitan home to the largest concentration of Jewish people outside of Israel. The secular split remains so volatile that dozens of cops surrounded protesters to prevent any possible altercations.